mind will.
Talk radio.
Going to allow the fake people to leave from around you. Because when you get in God, you get real. Oh, I'm going to get a few people right there. See, when you get in God, real, your real you come out. And people can't handle the real you.
Come on.
Why? Because the real you going to produce something.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get nobody. The real you want to come up and come out. The real you, amen, is higher and better than that, than what the world say you are. I'm not determined on what I learned, but I want to say, it's not the word you read, but it's the word you believe.
That's right.
Come on, come on, that's good. A lot of people read the Bible. Do you
believe it?
God said, in about 5 minutes, God said that favor, I got this favor for you, that even though you might be messed up, I mean, those, some Israelites, some of them are messed up.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's, huh? They were all doing everything right. But because God had picked them out. So you've been picked out. That's why you've been picked on.
Come on.
Oh, y'all should have went on that. Hey, see, you've been picked out. Come on. Is that good? Huh? You've been picked out. And Proverbs said, amen, don't cheat yourself, but treat yourself. Come on. A lot of us need to begin to treat ourselves good before we, amen, expect for anybody else to treat us good. Oh, y'all, come on. When you start treating yourself like somebody, look in the mirror and say, Lord, I thank you right now for what I did do wrong. You have forgiven me.
Amen.
If people have it, that's all right. Lord, my name is right in the Lamb Book of Life. You have forgiven me for all of my sins and all those sins by omission and commission. Amen. That I agreed to and this that I fell into. If you have forgiven me, I'm going to forgive myself. And that's what favor do. It causes you to what? Forgive yourself. Every day, I look back, something might come to my mind. Man, hallelujah. I was, you know, and I ain't been in the club in 1989. But I ran hard about 7 years.
Amen.
But I said, Lord, something came up in my mind. I said, man, I said, God came to my mind. I beat him up. But I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. Even though I'm saved and gone, you know, sometimes God will bring things back to your mind. Because sometimes you have things in your heart against people. And you be mad at everybody. You be mad like a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody say anything, you growl. All day they trying to do something good, you growl. And you know, when people break your trust, you don't trust nobody. Yeah? Come on, is that all right? But God is saying that we got to learn how to forgive people that have broken our trust. Learn how to forgive. Love starts at home and then spread abroad. When we forgive our sisters and our brothers and our, amen, our mothers and our fathers and our aunts and uncles, amen, our closest friends, some of them like families.
Yeah.
You know, some of them try to influence you more than your parents. Some of them think they got more rights than your natural mom and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, is that all right? Hallelujah. But one thing about it, we saw in the movie, that even though the young man was mad at his mom, y'all saw that movie, Pastor Brown, on BET? The young man was mad at his mom. She had went out in the strip clubs and everything. Granddaddy was a preacher of this big church. But one thing about it, when they started talking about his mom going against her, he said, y'all stop talking. He said, stop talking about her. That's my mama. Even though she messed up, you can't talk about her. And that's the same what we got to say about, amen, the blessing that God got for us. You know what? You may think I don't deserve it, but God say he's already paid a price and gave it to me. So I ain't got to wonder, do I deserve what he got for me?
Yeah.
All thing I got to do is come into the knowledge that he's already done it and paid the price on the cross. And he died and rose for me to receive my inheritance.
That's right.
Oh, y'all come on right there. Let us all stand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. hallelujah, that favor produces honor in the midst of your adversary. I don't care what's going on. Moses said thus to the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. I want to let you know there's some things that's going to die in your life that is going to happen supernaturally.
Yes.
Come on. There's some things that you've been wrestling with that God is getting ready to cut off if you allow. See, the Israelites could have gotten mad and pulled out their swords and killed the Egyptians at night. But I'm so glad Moses was there. And God let him know the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
Amen.
And so this type of favor this morning we're talking about, you ain't got to fight for it, you ain't got to pull for it, you can't work enough for it, you can't give enough money for it, you can't shout enough for it, you can't pray enough for it. He paid the price on the cross. Hallelujah for this favor. Hallelujah. I want every eye closed. Hallelujah. Will you be ready? Ready when Jesus comes? I got to be ready when my Savior comes. Get your Just come on down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just wave your hand. Come on down. Copa.